The Morning Minute. Early Sunday morning, as people everywhere began their day, word spread across social media, Marion Barry has passed away. Then immediately news pundits grabbed microphones and started talking out the side of their necks, leading us to believe Marion Barry's life was just one prolonged train wreck. Yeah, we know Marion had his share of troubles and he was a controversial figure. He's been called a crackhead, a cheat, a crook, and many have called him an... But ask a D.C. resident about Marion Barry and they'll tell you he's far from a slob. Marion Barry gave so many their first chance. He gave them their first summer job. He opened up city government to people of color, increasing D.C.'s black employment. And he always took care of our seniors so that their later years would be ones of enjoyment. Marion Barry was arrested and thrown in jail, only to rise again unbeaten. Then he continued to battle for the people of D.C. while battling his own demons. Too many drugs and chasing draws and too many nights of drink. But who are we to judge? So we hold no grudge. And to you, Marion, we say thanks. Like Chuck Brown, Doug Williams, and Mumbo Sauce, your legacy we will carry. And whenever some brother gets set up, he'll quote Marion Barry. And regardless of how he's remembered by the media, political foes, or ex-wife, to the people of D.C., he will always be the motherfucking mayor for life. Rest in peace, Marion Barry. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.